Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, my brothers and sisters. This is Sister Leola, and I'm calling from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I see Sister Carla is on the line. I will open her line. I was just playing something till she come. But if she can speak, if she can host right now, let me open her line.
Amen. Amen. Good evening. Thank you, Sister Leola. Yes, good. Happy Sabbath, happy preparation day. Yes, I did set it for 7:30. Did you want to pray first before I go ahead and host? And I don't know if you want to drop and then I can come in the host area or I can stay here.
Yes, I can drop because I'm on. Yes, I'm on also. Yes, our Father which art in heaven, we come before you, Father, on this most holy and sanctified and blessed day that we have entered in. We thank you for allowing us to see this day. So we bless your holy name. We thank you, Father, for this Sabbath day. Now, Lord, as each one of our sisters and brothers come to worship and to sing songs and to do all those things that God just has blessed us on our heart, we pray, Father, that all our sisters and brothers can press one and can share and to sing and to tell of the goodness of God, what you have done for us this week. So I thank you, Father, for this prayer line. Bless your holy name. And I just pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ as we are here to glorify you. And I'm asking for the Holy Spirit also, Father, to bless and to send your spirit, your word, to encourage us, to help us, to to learn more, forgiving us of our sins. And we thank you once again in the name of our Savior Jesus Christ. We do pray. Amen. Amen. Just call it my. I'm a drop because I'm already on. I'm just going to take myself off. Amen.
Okay. Yes. Amen. Again, welcome, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us this evening. I just want to welcome those who are joining us via the internet also. Happy Sabbath. Some are in Sabbath time. Some are still on preparation time. So I just want to welcome each and every one of you right here this evening to Advent Light Ministry Prayer Line. This week has went by really fast, and so much things have happened. But we thank the Lord that we're still here to give glory and honor and praise to him and to worship him in spirit and truth and to come together and testify of his goodness. So I'll just go ahead and read this quote from Second Testimony, page 704, starting at paragraph 1. It says, ministers of Jesus should stand as reprovers of those who fail to remember the Sabbath to keep it holy. They should kindly and solemnly reprove those who engage in worldly conversation upon the Sabbath, and at the same time claim to be Sabbath keepers. They should encourage devotion to God upon his holy day. None should feel at liberty to spend sanctified time in an unprofitable manner. It is displeasing to God for Sabbath keepers to sleep during much of the Sabbath. They dishonor their Creator in so doing, and by their example, they say that the 6 days are too precious for them to spend in resting. They must make money, although it may be by robbing themselves of needed sleep, which they make up by sleeping away holy time. They then excuse themselves by saying, the Sabbath was given for a day of rest. I will not deprive myself of rest to attend meetings, for I need rest. Such make a wrong use of the sanctified day. They should, that day especially, interest their family in its observation and assembly at the house of prayer with the few or with the many, as the case may be. They should devote their time and energy to spiritual exercise, that the divine influence resting upon the Sabbath may attend them throughout the week. Of all the days in the week, none are so favorable for devotional thoughts and feeling as the Sabbath. Amen. So when we keep the Sabbath, when we're obedient, when we're asking the Lord to help us to sanctify or set us apart, we see that upon keeping the Sabbath, we are given special blessing throughout the week. You know, we're given God's blessings. His divine influence is resting upon us on the Sabbath and throughout the week. So may the Lord help us to keep his Sabbath holy, to be faithful, and to teach others, you know, to keep the commandment and not to break it. So again, thank you, my brothers and sisters. Please press 1 if you would like to share. It is sharing time. Press 1 if you would like to share so that I can open your line. God is truly good, and he's worthy to be praised. So I'll go ahead and open the first line that I can open. 518 482. Your line is now open.
Thank you, Sister Kyle, for opening my line. Happy Sabbath to all who are in our hearing. And for that, I am very happy to be here this evening, first of all. I thank God for my life. I thank God for his keeping, his watch care over us all, especially me in my going out and my coming in. Up to today, I was out on the road, you know, and God protected me. They had a big accident, and we had to spend some time to get out of that accident. But God is good. When I think about God's goodness, I say, thank you, Jesus, because he is the one who preserves our lives, all of us, because we know that Satan don't want to see none of us alive. He wants all of us, but God in his mercy has spared our lives. And I want to sing the song, Don't Forget the Sabbath, because if we forget God's holy day, we would not be blessed, especially when we know better. So I'm going to sing this Sabbath song. Don't forget the Sabbath, the Lord our God has blessed. Of all the week, the brightest, of all the week, the best. It brings repose from labor, it tells of joy divine. It beams of light descending, with heavenly beauty shine. Welcome, welcome, ever welcome, blessed Sabbath day. Welcome, welcome, ever welcome, blessed Sabbath day. And here the song is admonishing us to keep the Sabbath holy. Keep the Sabbath holy and worship him today. Who said to his disciples, I am the living way. And if we meekly follow our Savior here below, he'll give us of the fountain with heavenly beauty shine. Welcome, welcome, ever welcome, blessed Sabbath day. Welcome, welcome, ever welcome, blessed Sabbath day. Day of sacred pleasure, its golden hours we'll spend in thankful hymns to Jesus, the children's dearest friend. Oh, gentle, loving Savior, how good and kind thou art. How precious is thy promise to dwell in every heart. Welcome, welcome, ever welcome, blessed Sabbath day. Welcome, welcome, ever welcome, blessed Sabbath day. And with that, I would like to just bring to our notice, I don't know how many of us know, there are two kinds of Sabbaths. And now it is very important that we clearly recognize that there are how many kinds of Sabbaths? Two kinds of Sabbaths. First, there is a weekly Sabbath. This is always written in the singular, Sabbath, never Sabbaths. God's people are commanded to rest on the seventh day of every week after week. And this weekly Sabbath is commanded in the fourth commandment. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thy servant, nor thy maid servant, thy daughters, thy manservant, nor thy maid servant, nor thy cattle, nor thy strangers that is in thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heaven and the earth, and rested on the seventh day. Wherefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. This is not a shadow law to be done away at the death of Christ. This is part of the moral law of the Ten Commandments. Indeed, not only will it be kept all the way down just before Christ returns for his people, but also after that, in the earth made new. And I will stop right there. And it says, and the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of our seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of the and have the testimony of Jesus. That is found in Revelation 12:17. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and have the faith of Jesus. For as the new heaven and the new earth, which I will make, shall remain before me, saith the Lord, so shall your seed and your name be remain, and it shall come to pass that from one Sabbath to another shall all flesh come to worship before me, saith the Lord. And I will stop right here, because they are not only, as I brought to your notice, that they were not only one kind of Sabbath, they were two Sabbaths. The regular Sabbath, seven-day Sabbath, and the weekly Sabbath. So we are here to observe the seventh-day Sabbath. And I am happy that I can be a part of all of us on this line enjoying God's holy day, because a very blessing is promised everyone who keep God's holy. And the song says, Holy Day, Jehovah's rest, of creation's week the best, last of all, the chosen seventh, blessed of God, to man was given. And this is the Sabbath day we are now welcoming in God's holy Sabbath hours. And for my little praise report, I went to my brother this evening, and he wasn't worse. He's worse than God, but he still has his appetite and eats a lot. We clean him up, and, you know, we did the regular thing with him. But I can say, thank God, he can still eat at least. And if you can eat, you're well alive. So I thank God that I went there and fed him and cleaned him up, because he wasn't in a nice condition when we went there. Gave him a shower and set him for the Sabbath. So I'm glad that I could have gone there to do that. And I thank God that I pray that God will keep him, and that they will, you know, try to be a little more, what I must say, compassionate to those who cannot help themselves. So happy Sabbath to one, happy Sabbath to all. Thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Sister Continelli, thank you for sharing. And we will keep your brother and those that are in nursing home, those that are older, can't do for themselves. We will have to keep them in prayer that the Lord will put people in their path to help them and to be kind and loving. Again, thank you for joining us, brothers and sisters. Welcome this evening to Advent Light Ministry Prayer Line. I'll go ahead and open the line for 225-337. Your line is not open. Sister Leola, can you hear me? See if your line is on mute, Sister Leola.
Amen, amen. I'm here. Amen. I just want to thank the Lord for being on the prayer line once again. And I just want to read a scripture, Sister Carla, from Deuteronomy that I turned to. Amen. And I'm reading Deuteronomy chapter 5 and verse 5 verse 1 through 4. And it said, And Moses called all Israel and said unto them, Hear, O Israel, the statutes and the judgment which I speak in your ears this day, that ye may learn them and keep and do them. The Lord our God made a covenant with us in Horeb. The Lord made not this covenant with our fathers, but with us, even us, who are all of us here alive this day. The Lord talked with you face to face and mount out of the midst of the fire. And I'm going to stop there. And I just wanted to read this because it goes on that the Lord wants us to teach our children and give this to them that they may know him. So I'm grateful to his word. And I'm just going to stop there, Sister Carla, just in case someone else wants to share. So thank you for opening my line. May God bless. I wanted to sing a song, but I know I don't have time. Love lifted me. So if I have time, you can open my line.
Yes, I'll come back and open your line if that's possible.
Okay.
Thank you again for sharing, Cecilia. Amen.
Okay. Thank you.
Amen. Again, thank you, brothers and sisters, for sharing. I just want to welcome each and every one of you this evening to Advent Light Ministry Prayer Line. And thanks, Sister Leola, for sharing that scripture. We all know that these scriptures are precious. They're promises to us, love letters. The Bible is a love letter to us. And if we will read it and claim these promises and share it with others so that they can come to know the Savior for themselves. I will go to the next line. Again, thank you for joining us. 985232.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. This is Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. I just want to thank the Lord for seeing us through. Thank him for watching over us. Thanking that we all on his prayer line once again, praying and seeking the Lord. I just glad when this was somebody told me it was 5 years again. I was in here just moping, laying down, and I'm like, oh, well, I didn't know what I was doing. Yeah, I'll get me something hot because I'm chilly. I've been cold all week trying to come down with something, but I drink something hot and try to cover up the track to get rid of it. So I say, then I say, somebody said, it was Friday. It's right. I said, oh, the prayer line. And the clock just ticking. I'm like, oh, it's the prayer line on. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. We got to get there. So here we are. So I just thank God for that because sometimes we're sitting in here and we ain't fell asleep. We just sitting in here and you're watching the children or whatever they're doing and being passed on by. So I thank God, you know, he laid on my mind because I was waiting. So I just want to just read a devotion prayer. Dear Father, our emotions are product of your creation. Help us to manage our emotions and reflect your love. In Jesus' name, amen. Yes, Lord, we need you to work on this for us because everybody is getting out of control. And they don't want to take the Lord in their heart. They want to just do all evil. First thing, all evil. Soon as they, you know, like something go with the president. He's wrong, but they want him to be right. How can you do that?
Amen. Amen.
Everybody wants to fight with the Lord.
We just have to pray for them, Sister Brenda.
Yeah, we're prayer wars here. So we're going to continue praying and let the Lord fight the battles for everybody. So we just thank God we prayer wars and we're going to continue praying for the world. Ask for prayer for the four corners of the United States and the nursing home, all the hospitals, all the ones on the outside, nowhere to stay, and for my family and everybody else's family on this prayer line, including the prayer line. And we just want to thank God for his glory and his grace that we are seeking him and just continue to lift up us, okay? God bless. It's the power, wherever you're at. Amen.
Amen.
Brother John.
Yeah, hello, this is Brother John from Houma, Louisiana. Yeah, I just want to say thank God and just want to say thank God and to God and Jesus and showing us the way. And I just was thinking about things that that we need God in our life, you know, like the fish need the water. And the trees need the gravel on the ground to grow, and you know, just like saying, we just God in our life, we need him to prosper and live productively. So thank God, I was going to be on loan. So I just wanted to say that though, just had to give him the praise. God bless. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Brenda. Thank you, Brother John, for coming on and sharing. Every day we wake up, we should be giving God the praise and thanking him for a new day. You know, it said, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. And we should be, I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. So every day is a day of thanksgiving. So may the Lord continue to bless both of you. And may we keep each other in prayer. May we keep those in leadership in prayer, because we know God, they're there for a reason. But we just have to look to Jesus. Don't look at them. Focus on our Lord and his soon coming and the preparation that we need to make in our life. Amen. So I'll go to the next caller. 518-650. Good evening. Your line is now open.
Thank you for opening my line, Spaniola. My name is Paulette. I'm calling from Albany, New York. And I just want to give God thanks for his goodness and for his mercy, for keeping me, for guiding me, for protecting me, for covering me under his blood and keeping me from all the harms and the dangers in this world, going out in the day and coming in the evening. And I'm here this evening just to give him all the praise that is due unto his holy name. I just want to pray and ask him for guidance and for protection, for his keeping care, for his tender mercy, for everything he has been doing, because there is none as good as God. And we are to honor him, magnify his name, no matter what happened, in the good times and in the bad times, just give God thanks. Because without him, there is nothing we can do. I don't have time to sing any song, so I'm just going to sing a little prayer song and pray. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Break me, melt me, mold me, fill me, Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Safely through another week, God has brought us on our way. Let us now a blessing seek, waiting in his courts today. Day of all the week the best, emblem of eternal rest. Day of all the week the best, emblem of eternal rest. Heavenly Father, we come before you this evening, O God. Nothing in our hands we bring. We come because we are unholy, we are undone, we are nothing good. But God, because of your grace and your mercy, we are not consumed, Lord, because your compassion fail not. Lord, it is you every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your faithfulness. O God, my Father, there is no shadow of turning with thee. Lord, you change us not, and your compassion they fail not. As you have been, you will forever will be. O God, our faith look up to you, the Lamb of Calvary, Savior divine. Now hear us as we pray, O God, take all our sins away. O let us from this day be wholly thine. O God, we will sing of your love. And let's praise our heart we give, O God. You have died so that we are here this evening. All we have to do is give our love to you. Lord, we are asking you to anoint us from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet, creating us clean heart and renew right spirit within us. Cast us not away from your presence, dear God, and take not your Holy Spirit from us. Restore unto us the joy of your salvation and uphold us with your free spirit. Father, we come on this line because we know you are God and we know you are worthy to be praised. From the uprising of his soul, O God, until it going down, we just come to give you all the honor, all the glory, all the praise due unto your holy name. You know our weakness, O God. So, Lord, we are asking that where there is weakness, we asking you for strength. We're asking you for your guidance, for your protection. Lord, help us to lift our heights unto the hills from whence cometh our help, because our help cometh from you, O God, who made heaven and the earth. Lord, use our shepherd, and because you are our shepherd, O God, we have nothing to fear and nothing to need. Lord, use our light and our salvation, so we look to you, dear God, because you will see us in the bad times and in the good times. You know what is best for us, because we are your children, O God. We are the sheep of your pasture. We enter into your gate with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. Lord, we come be thankful unto you and bless your holy name, because your name is more than words can explain. O God, we come before you this evening along with our families, O God, each one on this prayer line, those who are taking part and those who are in quiet. We come because we know you is God and there is good in you. You wish above all things that all of us should prosper and be in good health, O God. And you wish that all of us should come to repentance. Wash us and cleanse us, mold us and fashion us. Make us into what you want us to be. Lord, we want to be like you in mind, body, and spirit. We want to have an attitude like you, God. We want to be like you, because you alone is worthy. You sit high and you look low this evening, and you see all of us. For we are in need of you, God. And because we are in need of you, that's why we come on this prayer line. So, God, we are asking you to anoint us from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet, creating us clean heart, a new right spirit within us. Cast us not away from your presence, take not your Holy Spirit from us. Restore unto us the joy of your salvation, O God, and uphold us with your free spirit. O God, hear our prayer, hear our cry. Give ear to our word. Consider our meditation. Hearken unto the voice of our cry, O God, because we come to you. Please, Jesus, do not turn us away, dear God. Search us and know our heart. Try us, O God, and know our thought. And if there be any wicked ways in us, lead us in the way everlasting. Heavenly Father, you are worthy. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, and because you are worthy, and we are unworthy, we come to you because we want to be worthy like you, dear God. So please, Jesus, please do not cast us away. Forgive us of our sins so that our prayer can come up to you as sweet incense, O God, and the blessing may come down and bless your people. O God, into your hand we commit everything this evening. Into your hand we commit every island. O God, into your hand we commit every man, every woman, every boy, every girl. Lord, we commit every sinner into your hand, O God. We commit every unrighteousness into your hand. We commit every sin. Only you alone, God, know what we need. So, Lord, please, supply our needs according to your riches in glory. Mold us and fashion us into your likeness, God. We need your healing hands. We need your purging hands, O God. We need you, Lord. Please, Jesus, do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. Lord, you make the blind to see, the lame to walk, the dumb to speak. Oh, God, there's nothing too hard for you, and there's nothing you cannot do. Mighty God, with you all things are possible. So, Lord, take over this evening. Lead the way, God. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, whatever we're supposed to do, we are not doing, and what we are not supposed to do, that's what we do. But mighty God, we are human, we are frail, and the only way we can do what you want us to do is to draw closer and closer to you, cry to you, God, plead to you, and ask you for your guidance and for your protection. Lord, be in our homes to bless us, to protect us, to keep us from the enemy, because the enemy is around like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. But Almighty God, use God and God alone. Depend on you, Jesus. Take this prayer line in charge as we come each evening, and not as only as we come, Lord. But wherever we are, help us to focus on you and you alone, and you will give us strength to make it through. As we speak, I speak tonight, oh God, let he not be seen, but let your word be seen. Let he be seen, let you be seen in him, and in him are she. And whatever is done, let everything be done according to your will. Be with the leader, guide the leader, protect the leader, oh God, and all of us. We are in need of your prayer. We are in need of your healing hands on us, oh God, because we are unworthy and holy and done. God, we give you all the honor. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. You unto your holy name. Have your way, and let everything be done according to your will. I beg and I ask, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, dear Sister Barnaby, for that heartfelt prayer. As we know, the speaker is on at this moment, so I just have time to open Sister Leola's song for lines for the song. 225-337. Your line is open.
Amen. Amen. Okay. I will thank him deep in sin from the peaceful shore. Very deeply stained within, thinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the water lifted me, safe am I. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me, love lifted me, love lifted me. All my heart to him I give, ever to him I cling. In his blessed presence live, ever to praise he sing. Love so mighty and so true, merit my soul blessed song. Faithful love and service to him belong. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else can help, love lifted me, love lifted me, love lifted me. Souls in danger look above, Jesus completely saves. He will lift you by his love out of the angry wave. He's the master of the sea, below his will obey. He's your savior, wants to be saved today. Love lifted me, love lifted us. When there's nothing else could help, love lifted us, love lifted us, love lifted us. When nothing else could do, love lifted us. Oh, thank you, Sister Carla. That's the end of the song. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Loyola, for that song. Love lifted us. Love lifted me. It's nothing but love that can lift us from sin and from, you know, the pit of hell, from selfishness, pride, from anger, from lust, from jealousy, from hatred, from all this evil surmising. Just love can lift us. And that's only the love of Jesus. He said he loves us. We love him because he first loved us. Because if he didn't love us first and he didn't show his love for us, I don't know if we would love him or would be capable of loving him. But God knows everything. He knows the end from the beginning. Do one more prayer. Kind and loving Father, there's nothing good in us, Lord. You are righteous. You are God and God alone, and we bless your holy name. We glorify and we magnify your name, for you are worthy to be praised. In Jeremiah 17:7, the blessed is the man that trusted in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is. You are our hope, our salvation, our joy, our peace, our long-suffering. You are our all-in-all, Lord. So I ask that you will bless us, give us wisdom and understanding. Be with those in Hawaii who's going through a trying time at this time. House are destroyed. Bodies are missing. People are dead. But we know the enemy has come down with great wrath. He's seeking who he may devour. He's using those that he have gotten control of their hearts, even the evil angel, to do his biddings, to destroy lives and home. Oh, Lord, bless those people. Help them, Lord. May they surrender their hearts to you. May they call out to you, even those that are going through difficulties of health, different crises they're going through, Lord. We ask that you will send them help, Lord, from others, Lord. Give them a peace of mind. Give them wisdom and understanding to know this is just the beginning of sorrow, and we ourselves will be going through these things and even worse. Prepare our hearts as we see those around us. Help us to be faithful. Help us to pray and help where we can, Lord. Bless us as we come together. The speaker, Brother Ricardo and his wife Samantha, be with them, their household, their ministry, their church, each and every brothers and sisters here, Brother Eli, everyone that present, everyone that sung a song, everyone that that is on. We ask that you will hear their cry, their silent prayers. Their hearts are heavy at this time, Lord. Even myself, Lord, be with Nicholas, Lord. He's in the Coast Guard, Lord. I ask that you will have mercy upon us. You say you will contend with those that contend with our children, and you will save them. You will bless them. We ask for all the mothers and the fathers and sisters and the brothers, children, grandchildren that's on this line and those that will be listening, that you will, children, the young adults, the youth, even us, Lord, we are in need of your saving power, your might. To work on behalf of our children and in our life. We thank you ever so much in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So I will go ahead and open the line for Brother Ricardo. Amen.
Good evening. Happy Sabbath. Amen. Thank you so much for opening my line. Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, Brother Ricardo. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Happy Sabbath, everyone. Says it's through another week. The Lord has brought us on our way. We are closer to go home, beloved. But before we make this final exodus, we want to empty our soul of every sin that easily beset us. Because Jesus Christ is coming and things are going to get worse and worse and worse. And in order for you and I to go through this time, this crisis, we need to increase our prayer life, beloved. I don't know about you all, but I see myself and I see things in me that need to go. And if you are not in the mirror, if you are not in the Word of God, which is the mirror, we will not see our need, beloved, for Christ soon coming. This is the time, beloved, that we need to get all things ready. But let us pray. So our message, we're going to look at part two, is the last call to make the exodus. I really want to show you some things. But the Lord, I believe the Lord wants me to go back into this and to educate. Beloved, this is not a fear-monger message. Please, because I don't know when it comes on to when we hear about current events and we hear about these things. Some people do not like the spirit of prophecy because the spirit of prophecy condemns us and we are not living up to the standard. And we need to hear these things, beloved, because we are told we have a more sure word of prophecy, whereby we take heed as a light that shineth in a dark place. If we do not have the prophecy, beloved, we are like walking in darkness. The prophecy shows us the future. And we need it because Jesus Christ is a man of prophecy. So let us pray and invite the presence of the Holy Spirit. Please silently pray for me that I will not be heard, but Christ will be heard and his words will be exalted. Amen. Father in heaven, I am a decorated dust. There is nothing good in me, O God, even though I'm presenting this message to your people. I myself, I am done. I am unworthy, O God, but you have chosen me, Lord. I don't see nothing in me, but you see something in me that you have chosen and you want to use. But, Lord, I pray that you would perfect what you see in each and every one of us for your kingdom. Lord, I'm asking you to touch my brothers and sisters, O God. Give us the spirit of boldness, the spirit of hunger and longing for hunger and thirst after your righteousness. Lord, time is running out, oh God. And we are told that we need to get ready to meet the crisis, oh God. And Lord, have mercy. Some of us, we are so fearful, oh God. But you said, Lord, come now, let us reason together. You want to reason with your people, oh God. But we want to reason with fear and anxiety. You said, Lord, you never gave us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. So you want us to have a sound mind, sound clear mind. So now we ask you for a sound clear mind. Grant us now the Holy Spirit. Touch our mind, touch our hearts, touch my brain nerve, touch my lips. And let me present this message to your people. Because this message is a life and death message. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The Lord's call to make the Exodus, beloved. Whatever you want to put it, this Exodus could be a sin in your life, and we need to make this Exodus. But if you realize you don't have the strength, remember, beloved, Jesus Christ is the great physician. Jesus Christ can cut these things out of your life. But you have to come to a point that you hate even the very sins that you commit on a daily basis. Amen? So then let's look at the word now, beloved. We're going to go back where we left off. But I'm going to read this quotation again for you, because this quotation is going to set the stage for this deep study that we're going into. Remember, I know it is a vesper, beloved, but we are told that truths that we are learning for years, we have to learn them in weeks and months. So, beloved, do not sleep on me, all right? Sit up, wake up, go wash your face if you feel like you're falling asleep, amen? No time to sleep, beloved. It's time to work, amen? And time to stay up. All right, now, Education, the book Education, 179, paragraph 5. The book Education, 179, paragraph 5. The present is a time of overwhelming interest to all living. Rulers and statesmen, men who occupy a position of trust and authority, thinking men and women of all classes, have their attention fixed upon the events taking place about us. Hold it. God gave me a revelation, beloved. I'm going to show you Bible and spirit of prophecy. A lot of us Adventists is saying we must not focus on the current event. There's another quotation that said, beloved, all heaven eyes is fixed on the events that are portrayed in the earth. Holy, what? Heaven eyes attention is fixed on the events that are portrayed in the earth. And to see what we're going to do, we are watchmen. Listen again, beloved. Thinking men and women of all classes, right, have their attention fixed upon the events taking place about what? Us. They are watching the strain, restless relations that exist amongst what? The nation. They observe the intensity that is taking possession of every earthly element. And they recognize that something great and decisive is about to take place, that the world is on the verge of a stupendous crisis. But, beloved, I'm so disturbed when I hear my own brothers and sisters, when I go visit other places, we must not focus. We can't focus on what the Pope. Beloved, when you are saying we must not focus on the Pope, you are saying Pope, yes, to all of their agenda. Everything that you see the media is doing, all of the vaccine they are giving you is coming from the Vatican. If you need to know your history, who is pushing this propaganda? Who is bringing all of these laws and draconian laws, restricting all of these things? Who is raising up the price, beloved? Who is trying to restrict you from spending your money and move freely? The Roman Catholic Church, the Vatican, the papacy, the Illuminati, the Rockefellers, and all of them, beloved, coming against you and I. And we are told as Seventh-day Adventists, we are called to expose the wickedness of the man of sin. We are called to expose the wickedness of this world and also the sins of the church, beloved. We are called to wake man out of
out of slumberness. But we as Adventists, we must not focus. Let me go right here, beloved. I'm going to skip. Let us come back, beloved. Why? Because we are not studying. We are told, beloved, in Testimony for the Church, Volume 6, 408, Testimony for the Church, Volume 6, 408, Paragraph 1. The restraining spirit of God is even now being withdrawn from the world. So if the spirit of God is withdrawn from the world, what, Holy Beloved, when the spirit of God is withdrawn from man, I want you to catch this because we are reading Spirit of Prophecy and Bible. Can we link this now? Because I don't read Spirit of Prophecy just to read. Anything I'm reading, it must go with Bible. Amen. Listen now, beloved, because we are students of prophecy and Bible. Amen. Listen now. Listen to this again. The restraining spirit of God is even now being withdrawn from the world. So if the spirit of God is withdrawn, what are we going to see? What is the result of that? Hurricanes, storms, tempests, fire and flood, disaster by sea and land. Hold it. One of the major things that we see, we know that crime and violence and all of these things, but one of the major things that we see now, fire and flood, storms, hurricane, disaster by sea and land, and follow each in quick succession. Hold it right there. Let us go back. The restraining spirit of God is what? Rejoined from the world. The spirit of God is what? Withdrawn from the world. So if the spirit of God is withdrawn from the world, what are you going to see? Now, people going to have conversation. They will not include God in their conversation. Go with me to some scriptures quickly, beloved. Romans chapter 1, verse 28. Romans chapter 1, verse 28. Amen. Romans chapter 1, verse 28. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind. What does reprobate mind mean? To do those things which are not convenient. Verse 29, being full with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness. You see these things going on in the world, right? Covetousness. Everybody want to go become rich. Killing God's people. Maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit. Malignity, whispers, backbiters, earth haters of what? God. The power that be, they hate God. That's why they are bringing all of these things, beloved. They're not fighting against the world. They are fighting against God's children, you and I. But we fail to realize these things, beloved. So if the spirit of God is withdrawn, God always brings judgment to get man's attention. Why? Let me show you something, beloved. God sends judgment to get people what? Attention. Why? So we can turn and repent of our sins. Why? Hold it now. We see hurricane, flood, fire, place burning down. The people them, where do you see this place just burn down and the people don't have to go into the ocean? My way. You see all of these things, beloved? My way, right? Let me show you again. Remember, we read this Isaiah. Go with me, beloved. I'm just going to recap with you. Isaiah 24. Let me show you something. Isaiah 24. The Bible said the hurt mourning. The element of the hurt is crying out because the nature realized that it is our time is about to come to expire. And hence, so the earth is crying out, knowing that the earth, nature knows that God is coming back. Do you know that God is coming back? Listen now, beloved. Isaiah 24, verse 4. The earth mourneth. If something is mourned, that means it's crying, right? So the earth is in a reaction. We're reacting because of all of these chemicals, because of all of these madness, because of the crime and violence, because man is violating spiritual and physical. Are you with me, beloved? Spiritual law and physical law. Watch this now. The earth what? Mourneth and what? Fade it away. We see destruction by land and sea. The earth is what? Destroying. Because what? The spirit of God is with what? Withdrawing. So now when you hear people say, having conversation, having plan, the Bible says, even they do not like to what? Retain God in their knowledge. God gave them over to do what? To be of what? A reprobate mind. So that's why we see the power that be. They are doing all of these things. They are talking about God, but which God? Are they talking about the God of the heaven and earth who created the universe? Are they talking about the God of the Bible? No, they're talking about Lucifer. No, the government system, they're talking about we must accept the UFOs and human intelligence and all of these things, beloved. They are accepting now demons. The Vatican, beloved, is talking, communicate to demons. All of these things that you see fly in the air, and they're hearing about news and the Euphrates River drying up and all of these things that we hear in different kind of sound effects. These are demons, beloved. Remember Jesus said, Jesus' disciples come to him and say, Lord, tell us what will be the sign of your coming, of all of these things. He said, see that no man deceive you. What is the first sign? See that no man what? Deceive you. And many of Adventists, we are deceived. We have our doctrine, and we want to have new teaching, new way of hearing new message. Beloved, we don't have no more new message. We have enough, and we can't even keep up with all of the message that we have. The earth mourneth and fadeth away. The world languisheth and fadeth away. The haughty people of the earth do what? Languisheth. That word languisheth means pain and suffering. Can you not see people are suffering because of these things? This is what's going on, beloved. Because they are talking about lockdown. In 2 more years, beloved, we're on the corner. But many Adventists say that. What about those who say we must not focus on what the Pope is doing or on current events? Let me show you what the Bible have to say regarding some of us. Because listen, beloved, if you know your history, we are told we have nothing to fear for, except we forget how the Lord have led us in our past history. Hold it. We have nothing to fear for, except we forget. So if you are fearful and say we must not do this, we must focus on Jesus. Beloved, hold it right there. You forget. That means they baptize you and they never tell you regarding our doctrine, our fundamental beliefs and all of these things. So they just throw you in the water and get you get wet. And we are told when we do this, beloved, we are adding tears to the church. This is a weakness to the church. God's people, we as Adventists, we have a unique message. We are not all about numbers, beloved. We are all about building up God's kingdom. Are you with me, beloved? Not to tear down God's kingdom. We baptize 20, and next few months, you don't see even one. Where they are? Because we are putting people in the army, not training them what they are signing up for. When you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, especially when you become a Seventh-day Adventist, you become a prime target to Satan. Satan do not like you, beloved, because he's saying that these are the ones who want to serve the true God. The ones who are serving other gods, now leave them alone because they're in our ranks. We already got them. But Sabbath keepers we hate. We don't like them. What about those who said, beloved, we must not focus on what the Pope is doing in our current event? Let me show you, beloved, because some of us, we don't know our Bible. All we do, we come and sit down in church on one bench. SDA does not mean sitting down always. It means Seventh-day Adventist. Amen? A people who are waiting for Christ's second advent. Are you with me? SDA does not mean sitting down always. Amen? So if you're warming bench, beloved, it's time to stop warm bench and start to work. Amen? It's time to work, beloved. We work till Jesus come. Watch this now. Go with me to Luke chapter 8:16, verse 8. Luke, because remember, the disciple desire you and I days. The disciple have a desire, want to know what will be the sign, the time of the end. The prophets, I'm going to show you, beloved, they desire to see the time that you are living in. And we don't want to hear about these things. We don't want to hear about no current events. Just talk about Jesus and him love and Jesus second coming. No, beloved. Prophets should show Jesus second coming. Prophets should show Jesus first advent. Listen, beloved. Luke chapter 16, verse 8. And the Lord commanded the unjust steward, because he had done wisely, for the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light. Why? Why Jesus said this? Why? The children of this world, they are wiser than who? The children of... We want to know. Go with me to Ezekiel now. Ezekiel 3, verse 17. Ezekiel 3:17. Son of man. Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 17. Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. A watchman will never say these things. A true man of God, a true woman of God, a true child of God will not say this because they know their history. Do you read? You need to go back, beloved, and read the Waldenses, what happened to them in the past. And this, we are heading back to this time. If you are a true child of God, if you are a true Seventh-day Adventist, not a churchgoer, a Seventh-day Adventist, a true Protestant, these words will never come out of your mouth. Because when you go into the army, you're going to know who is your enemy. Who is your enemy? We are told the man of sin. This is Satan's right-hand man, beloved. Let me show you something, beloved. Let me just read this, finish it. Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of what? Israel. Therefore, hear the word at my mouth and give them warning for me. So let us see if God's people are going to follow God's warning. Exodus chapter 2 now, verse 7 and 8. No, sorry. Ezekiel, sorry. Pardon me. Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 7 and 8. Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 7 and 8. And thou shalt speak thy words unto them. Thou shalt speak my words unto them, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear. Are you hearing this, beloved? So God is saying that to his ministry, his faithful ministry. I want you to give my people my word, whether they will take heed or whether they will not. Thou shalt speak my words unto them, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear. For they are most rebellious. Now we understand why God said the children of this world, they are more wiser. But thou, son of man, hear what I say unto thee. Be not thou rebellious like those rebellious house. God is not talking about the world, beloved. He's talking about his own people. Are you with me? Open thy mouth and heed that I give thee. Study what I give unto you. Heed what I give unto you. Digest what I give unto you. Be familiar what I give unto you to eat. Are you with me? So remember, I'm looking at, ask this question. What about those who say we must not focus on what Pope Francis is doing or current events? Because if you're saying that, you just throw out, like some of our leaders is saying that Sister White is no end time prophet. You just disqualify the great controversy. And if you say that, beloved, you're offense in God's eyes. Go on your knees and ask. I can tell you that. Because Satan tried to kill the woman of God from writing the great controversy. And if you said we must not focus on Pope Francis, you are not an Adventist. You are an enemy of God. I'm sorry to tell you. I have to tell you the truth. Be careful what you said regarding when it comes to spiritual things. Don't say these words out of your mouth. Because I can show each and every brother and sister, wherever you are in this world, if it is inspired by God or is coming from the pit of hell. Remember, one moment. Peter is walking with Jesus, and Peter says something, and Jesus says, Satan, get thee behind me. So, beloved, some things we can say, beloved, and if Jesus was here and we say these things, he says, Satan, get behind me, he would be so offended. Can you imagine? I'm following you, Lord. I believe in you, Lord, but you don't understand. That's why he said, my people are dying for lack of knowledge. You just disqualify yourself as being among the 144,000. Because in the mouth of the 144,000, there is no guile. These are they which follow the Lamb with whoever he goeth. These were they were not defiled with women, not defiled with false doctrine, false religion. They're not defiled with the papacy. They're not going to lower the standard and come in ecumenical alliance with her. So, beloved, let me show you now, because the prophets of old desire our time that we are living. They want to see it, but we don't appreciate of what we have. Let me show you now. Give your Bible, because I love to have facts and truth. Amen? I don't go by opinion. My opinion means nothing. It's what the word of God said. Amen? So let me just educate somebody in these last days. Listen now. Go with me now. Matthew chapter 16, verse 1 and 3. Matthew chapter 16, verse 1 and 3. We're still on this topic, because this topic This right here needs to be settled, beloved. Because if we want to be God end time people, we can't be foolish and say whatever we want to say out of our mouth. Amen? One, two, three. The Pharisees also, the Sadducees came and tempting desire him that he would shew them a sign from heaven. So the Pharisees, even though they tried to tempt Jesus, he answered and said unto them, when it is evening, ye say it will be fair weather, for the sky is red, and in the morning it will be foul weather. For today, for the sky is red and lowering, listen to this, beloved. Listen what Jesus said to these people, these men that come to him. Oh, ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky. We know when it's going to rain, right? But how can ye discern the signs of the... How can ye not discern the signs of the times, advent light? Do you know where we are in Bible prophecy? Do you know how much time we have? Do you know that there's going to be a showdown over true worship? And who's going to be our persecutor? Protestant, evangelicals, Adventist, Baptist, you name it, your brother, your sister, your mom, your dad, if they are not here. But the main one we must look, beloved, on the papacy, because they are the one that restricting your free, you and I freedom. All of these plans, beloved, the news media, they are controlling them. But when we now, as ignorant people, because we are not studying, we must not focus on this. Listen to this, beloved. The prophets and righteous men of old desire to see the things that we are seeing in the earth today. Let me show you something. Go with me to 1 Peter. Let me show you now. Because all of these men, they have their desire to see the time that we are living in. And we do not appreciate what we have. You know what God going to do to some of us? He's going to put us to sleep. Some of us, we have to die by starvation. Some of us have to die. Brothers and sisters, I can't sugarcoat. I have to tell you the truth. Come what may. I might die, but I pray that I am in Jesus. Amen? It's the second that we must be afraid of. Amen? Go with me to 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 1. Chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1. Can you not see the sun? The Lord is on the horizon. They're talking about four work days, beloved. Four work days. And Saturday, you're going to start work. Sunday, you'll be off. There's some of us who get Saturday off, beloved, woe unto us. But if we are faithful, God will provide. I'm just trying to show you, beloved, no more time, no more sleeping time, beloved. Wake up. It's high time to wake out of sleep. Of which salvation? The prophets? Oh, verse 10, chapter 1, verse 10 to 12. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 10 to 12. Of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched. Listen, beloved. Advent light. Adventist. If we are searched, listen. Of what salvation the prophets have inquired and searched what? Diligently. Who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what or what manner of the time the Spirit of Christ was in them did signify. When it testified beforehand the suffering of Christ and the glory that should follow, listen, and to whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto who? Unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us, they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angel desire to look into. Holy beloved, are you hearing me? Even angels desire to look into these things. That what we are experienced, beloved. Remember, angels never fall. They never fail, beloved. But we are the fallen ones. And we are going through this. Angels, they marvel, beloved. Angels marvel, beloved. To desire these things that we are seeing. But we do not appreciate it. We don't even want to get ready. Some of us, we are even saying, God's going to take care of us. But we are told God will not take care of such if we sit around and do nothing. Go one more step with me, beloved. Go one more step with me. So, Matthew 13, verse 17. We're still on this issue. So because we are not studying, beloved, let me show you something. This is why we say these things. Jesus is talking to his disciples because if we can go one-on-one with each and every one of us on this prayer line, we would say, I would wish to be in Jesus' days, but on the right side, one of his believers, to see Christ walking this earth. But in other words, let us flip it now, beloved. The disciples desire, the righteous men, the prophets, they desire our days. They desire to see what manner of things are going to happen, beloved. Listen to this now. Matthew chapter 13, verse 7. For verily I say unto you, that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see. Who are you talking about? Who is speaking? Jesus is speaking to his disciples. The prophets desire to see Jesus day. And the Jesus disciples, beloved, desire to see our day. Listen to this again. That many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear and have not heard them. This is what we are hearing today, beloved. Beloved, the prophecy is needed like never before. The Seventh-day Adventist movement was founded on prophecy. So we must enlighten the world about the coming crisis, which will lead to Christ's second coming. The prophecy shows us where we are in Bible prophecy. So because we are saying this as Adventists, listen what the power that be. This is coming from the power that be mount now. All the problem of the world could be settled easily if men were only willing to think. Are you hearing this? You remember the spirit of prophecy is a thinking man, and women of all classes, their attention is fixed about the events that are taking place about us. Listen to this. All the problem of the world could be settled easily if men were only willing to think. The trouble is that men very often resort to all sorts of devices in order not to think. Lord have mercy. Because thinking is such a hard work. What? The Bible says, study to show thyself approved. Study it, take thinking, right? Reasoning, amen? Listen what they said now, beloved. Today we have enough data about our ecosystem to make sound decisions that could potentially shift the needle slightly towards a better end. In a world where most of us do not have time to read, study, explaining that 2030 is the year of a major shift in our planetary system, we have to question ourselves as to what comes next. Remember, beloved, remember this quotation. Remember, I gave you this quotation again, Education, 179 paragraph 5. This is prophecy fulfilling right here before your face. The present is a time of overwhelming interest to all living. rulers and statesmen, men who occupy a position of trust and authority, thinking men, right? Remember, thinking men and women of all classes have their attention fixed upon the events taking place about us. So who is it that we have advantage? We are, our attention is not fixed on these things because we are asleep. We are not spiritually alert. So the thinking man, beloved, they recognize that something coming. They recognize that the world is about to go over a cliff, and they realize that before the world go over a cliff, we have to do something. They are saying that, could it be, it's too much waste, too much garbage, too much spoiled food, too much wasting of water, too much all of these things. So that's the man. In order for us to bring our new world order, we have too many people. And some of them we can't control. They have their guns and all of these things, but we have to kill them off. Do you remember what Biden and President Donald Trump was saying, that we are in a physical war? Beloved, you have to understand these language. These are codes, beloved. But if you understand, beloved, what they are saying, they are telling you, beloved, we are in a secret war. What is this secret war? We cannot see. We are fighting a secret enemy. We cannot see. They come up with this plan, beloved. And we follow. We are praying to God, Lord, have mercy, help. But God is saying the seventh Adventist. Come on. Just like Moses crying out when God said, go forward, Moses. When they come before the Red Sea. Moses, children of Israel crying out, Moses, you bring us out here? So we're going to die? Moses crying out, and God said, Moses, stretch out thy rod. What you have in your hand? Adventist, what you have in your hand? I have the spirit of prophecy. Read it. What it say? What you have in your hand? Stop the cry. Read it. What you have in your hand? Desire of ages. Prophet and king. What you have in your hand? Great controversy. What you have in your hand? The Bible. What you have in your hand? The history. Read it. Why are the people they are afraid? Because they are not following God's instructions. Why are we so afraid? Because we are not studying. We are not reading. The Bible already tells us these things are going to happen. The Bible already tells us that the time is coming that you're not going to be able to buy and sell. But we are told, beloved, as we see these crises, as we see this storm approaching, God, people must press together. Mostly those who say they are present, they don't even like each other. They even don't like to be in each other's presence. And we say we are present truth. It seems like the nominal church is more better than the present truth today. And we condemn the nominal church. Those who don't even follow the health reform and the dress reform. But beloved, you be careful, because God's going to wake some of them out of their lukewarm slumber and bring them into this message. Present truth can't get along. So much attitude. Beloved, we have so much light. How is it that Jesus said, if any man follow me, he shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Light of life. Light show you where you are going. Light shine light on your pathway. Brothers and sisters, we ain't going nowhere. Present your preacher is licking out against this one. Beloved, we are not each other's enemy. Even though this church is full of apostasy, all of these things, we are not each other's enemy. Because at the end of the day, beloved, I'm telling you, beloved, organized and self-supporting, beloved, wherever we are, beloved, if you're going to end up in jail, self-supporting and organized going to be in the same jail cell. You're not going to see eye to eye. We better see eye to eye right now and pray and remove these false gods from among us and take up back the true writings that God laid on for you and I. This is what he's coming down to. I don't want to have no hatred in my heart for no preacher or whatever, even though a lot of things that's going on in the Adventist organized body, even self-supporting among us, I do not like, beloved. But at the end of the day, beloved, we are not fighting with flesh and blood. We are fighting with principalities and powers and rulers of darkness of this world, beloved. These are the men, beloved. They are coming out openly to show you that we do not love God. We hate God. We are on Satan's side. This is what the power that be is showing you on earth. Listen to what the Bible says. revelation. Let me give you Bible, beloved. This is what the Bible is telling us. And we Adventists, beloved, we thought we are forgetful people. We are told that we have nothing to fear for, except we forget. We forget. That's why we're so fearful. So don't us hear this message. We can't even go in our bed tonight. We're like this trembling. No. God say, come now. Let us reason together. I'll never give you a spirit of fear. But that's power. If you're so fearful, how are you going to be among the 144,000? How are you going to be among those who redeem and get victory over sin? How are you going to be in the last days, beloved, and you're going to die during the persecution and to raise up? That means you can't see when God's going to destroy the whole world, beloved, with his brightness. So you're going to cry and all of these things, beloved. You must be a soldier. We are soldiers of the kingdom of heaven, beloved. Fear monger will be outside of the kingdom. The liar and the stealer going to be outside. Listen to what the Bible said, beloved. Let me show you in the power that be, beloved. Revelation 18:23. Quickly, Revelation 28. No, 1823. Revelation 1823. Revelation 1823. And the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee, and the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. Who the Bible is referring this to? The Bible is referring this to. So the Bible says, and the light of a candle, you and I represent candle. And the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee. And the voice of the bridegroom, who is the voice? Christ Jesus. So Christ Jesus will not be speaking through the power that be. The news media, they're not working for God. They are working for Satan. Listen. And the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee. And the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. Who they are talking about? Science. Who they're talking about? UFOs and all of these things, demons in the skies and all of these things. This is what the power that be they're showing, the news media. So who the Bible said the light of a candle will shine no more at all in thee, and the voice of the bridegroom shall be no more heard among them. Who? For thy merchants. Who are the merchants? The great men, the rich men, the moneyed men. These are they, beloved. For thy merchants were the great men of the earth, for by thy sorcery were all nations deceived. Beloved, do you know that they have the new vaccine already, but they are waiting for 2025? But you tell people this, God's people start get fearful. What you need to do? Get all of your herbs. Get all of the herbs that you can get, beloved. So your immune system can be intact. This radiation they're gonna bring forward, beloved. You need to get hot stam and all of these things, beloved, to block radiation. Get a phone case that block EMF, beloved, radiation and all of these things, beloved. You need to get gas masks, beloved, and all of these things, because we are talking about nuclear and all of these things can lick out the light, beloved, and affect your immune system. Shut down everything. Shut down the radio. Shut down your phone. Shut down your computer. You can't even drive your car. And it can affect you. Do not go outside. They talk about these things last year. But we see, beloved, we forget. That's what the Bible says. We have nothing to fear for, except we forget. You see, because you forget about your past, that's why when you see things happening, you are fearful. But if you know your history, use the Lord have mercy. I pray that somebody will remember. I pray that somebody will remember their history. They're talking about, beloved, a Holocaust, beloved, is coming. This is what they are saying. But they're going to do what they have to do, beloved. This is Bible prophecy. It has to come to pass. We know that they're going to kill billions. Beloved, listen to this, beloved. They are talking about, beloved. Listen to this, beloved. Listen to this. I have so much to show you, beloved. Lord have mercy. For the past 42 years, these scientists spend their time explaining that 2030 was expected here for a planetary system collapse in their book and study called The Limit to Growth. Not another dot com bubble, or let me just skip. They say not enough food. They are saying that we do not have enough food. Not enough food. not enough food to feed us all due to deplete the soil, no more fish to catch due to ocean acidification and overfishing activities, not enough drinkable water for all due to pollution. That's why they are telling the farmers in Colorado, you must not cultivate your farm. Do not plant. Let the farm go dry. What they are doing, they are trying to spite us so we can go to the store no more to buy no more food, no more produce. Lord have mercy. Climate change and overpopulation, no more raw materials to keep the pace of our industrial system to go on. Listen to this, beloved. The limits to growth explained countless times that we cannot go beyond the earth's carrying capacity without heading towards a major cliff. So they're saying that the world, the earth is going over a major cliff. So what they have to do, listen now, the one that will see a tragic and endless decline in world population, and we are talking about 3 to 4 billion of people dying here. Lord have mercy. Who first? And most certainly, the weakest and the poorest again. First, you remember what they say when the vaccine come out? Oh, it's going to affect the elderly and all these things. But this time they're saying that we're going to kill off the poor. And they call us useless eaters. Need to get rid of them. Who they say first is going to start on 11? And you know they're going to go for the black nation. And most certainly, the weakest and the poorest again. First, listen to this, beloved. CIA agent, 1992 conference, unheard. World Economic Forum will kill 4 billion by 2030. 2030? This supposed to ring a bell, right? Listen to this. 2030. Welcome to 2030. I own nothing, have no privacy, and life has never been better. Welcome to our city, our city. I own anything. I don't own a car. Remember, we are told that we're not going to be able to buy and sell. So you ain't going to have nothing. You're going to lose everything. I don't own a house. I don't own appliances or any clothes. Lord have mercy. Clothes. One by one, all these things become free. So it ended up not making sense for us to own much. Lord have mercy. Are you hearing this, beloved? So what the power that be, they are saying, beloved, Carl Schwab said, the future is being built by us. This is blasphemy. This is like Nebuchadnezzar talking about, look at all of these polished ideas. Look at all of this splendor. And God said, okay, I'm going to humble you. But God's going to humble them with the brightness of his coming. And also the 7 last plagues. Beloved, it's going to be a showdown sooner or later. And we are nearing home, beloved. We're going to see God hunger like never before. We are told that, beloved, when God flood this earth, Satan fear for his existence. And Satan know that his time is short, beloved, and he tried to gather the world. He tried to make souls go down in Christ's grave, beloved. He tried to deceive the world. He tried to conquer because he realized, he know that he's going to lose. What Satan said, I am not going down, beloved, without a fight. And he tried to get as much as possible on his side. And we see the whole government system, everybody is following the same agenda. Climate change and all of these things, emergency and all of these things, beloved. Everybody. No wonder the Bible says the whole world wander after the beast. Are you wandering after the beast? I will not wander after the beast. I am a watchman on the wall. Watchman, what of the night? Beloved, it's time to wake up, beloved. It's time to be bold. It's time to put on the whole armor of God, Advent light, and make and stand on the post, beloved, even after death. Even you have to die at the post, beloved, but die faithfully. Die for Jesus and his word. Die to expose the wickedness of the man of sin. Die to expose the evil agenda of our government system. Die so you know that, beloved, come what may. Because, beloved, if we are not faithful, beloved, if we are not exposing them, if we are not standing for what is right, you're going to be able to still buy and sell. That means you're going to receive that heavenly place. But if you are sounding the alarm, if you are going against the agenda, remember we are told that those who are faithful to Jehovah are going to see all earthly support cut off. Beloved, you must stand for what is right. Stand because Jesus Christ have chosen you in these days, beloved, in these last days. So you need to make your calling and election sure. Advent life, come what may, don't think about the house, because one day you're going to leave that house. One day you're going to leave that mansion. One day you're going to walk away that left that bank book. One day you're going to walk away left that car. One day, beloved, you cannot do nothing about it. You just got to flee. One day an angel will come and say, come on, my daughter. Come on. We're going to the country. We're going to the mountain. Mountain. We one day, beloved, the time is coming. We're going to have on clothes. We can't even bathe. We can't even brush our teeth. But, beloved, we are told that our bread and our water will be sure. We are told that, beloved, God will hide us. God will hide us in these caves, in these mountains. The time is coming. We are nearing home. And, beloved, before we go to heaven, we have to prove ourselves that we are faithful, that we are loyal, that we will make nothing come between my God and myself. We must say to ourselves, what can separate me from the love of God? Shall tribulation, shall things to come, shall death, shall persecution, whatever, beloved, nothing shall come between you and your God. Stand for Jesus and him crucified, because he's coming. He's coming to prepare our people and get ready and get others ready, because he's coming. Beloved, Jesus love you. Let us pray. Father in heaven, you are a mighty God. And your people need to hear a message like this, beloved. Father in heaven, we ask of you to forgive us of our many sins. Lord, give us that spirit of urgency. Give us that soldier spirit, oh God, to stand at the post. They even want to buck or sleep or get weary or drowsy. But be a watchman, oh God. When we see anything different, Lord, that they might be coming amongst your people, oh God, to sound the alarm. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Help us. Lord, have mercy. You have told us, oh God, it's going to be such a time of trouble such as never was. Some don't want to talk about it, but Lord, I am like Elijah, a voice in the wilderness crying out to your people to get ready, because it's going to be a great showdown. And Lord, we are told that these are they which get victory over sins. These are they, oh God, but through great tribulation. We know we're going to lose everything. But Lord, you say you prepare a mansion for us. We know that our road will be streets of gold. We know our walls will be diamonds and pearl, oh God. This is what you are preparing for us. We know that there is a new name in glory. There is a new body in glory, oh God. This is our desire. Give us this desire to hunger and thirst after it, oh God. I pray for each and every man, boy, and girl on this prayer line that, Lord, we will say, Lord, here I am. This is what I want, beloved. I am sick and tired of this world. I'm sick and tired of pain, suffering, paying bills. I cannot get ahead, oh God, just suffering like something is pushing me back. But Lord, one day you promise us we will not go through all of this suffering. We will be happy forever. And we will not see suffering. We will not see crime and violence, oh God. We want to see your face. We want to see the new heavenly Jerusalem coming down, oh God. Help us, oh God, to be there. In Jesus' name we pray. Let the church say amen.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Ricardo. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for joining us. We know our Lord is soon to come, and we all have to make ourselves ready. We all have to do that preparation, as Revelation 3:11 say, "Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown." Lord, help us to hold that fast which we have, that righteousness, Lord, that belief, that trust, that obedience, that humble spirit. Oh, and also Revelation 22:12 is saying, "And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be." So may the Lord help us to do that which is right, that our works will not be stubble or wood, but it will be gold that will be tried in the fire. Lord, forgive me. I'm not ready, Lord. Help my brothers and sisters to also be ready and for us to get our house in order. Again, that was a powerful message, Brother Ricardo. Again, thank you. May the Lord continue to bless you and each and every one of us as we ponder what has been told tonight, as we read, as we go on our knees, as we pray, as we wrestle with the Lord regarding our salvation and what we need to do and how and what we need to come up higher to that higher standard, being holy and set apart for his purpose. Lord, help us. Help us, Lord. Amen. Amen. So, brothers and sisters, please join us again Sunday evening and Thursday evening and back here again Friday evening. It's been a blessing to hear this message and to be an eye-opener. So have a good night. Happy Sabbath. Jesus loves you. Amen.
Thank you.